So God is saying, He has seen your worship, He has seen your praise, He has seen the activities, He has seen your desires, your passion. But He's calling us for more. He's calling us to deeper realms in Him. He's calling us to the place of intimacy, the place of sincerity. He has seen that we have done all we have done, but He wants us to go deeper. He wants us to do these things in spirit and in truth. He's calling us to a place of, you know, unashamedness, you know, a place of brokenness, a place where we love Him sincerely, a place where beyond the red carpets, beyond the stardom, we are sincere about our worship and our life. A place where we come broken. A place where we come notwithstanding what we have been through, notwithstanding what we have achieved. We are bowing our heads and our crowns to Him, knowing that He's God over our lives. He's calling us to that place where nothing else matters. He's calling us to that place where social media does not matter anymore. Trends don't matter. He's calling us to a place where Abba is our portion. Abba is our desire. Abba is the name we call whenever we need Him, whenever we seek His face. He's calling us to the place of father and son relationship, father and daughter relationship. A place where my words don't matter, my streams don't matter, the downloads don't matter. A place where the crowd in my church does not matter. A place of sincerity. A place where our pride does not matter. He's calling us to a place of sincerity. A place where our ego does not matter. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about His will. It's all about His desires. A place where all the things we boast about does not matter. He's calling us for more. The place where forgiveness becomes bread, becomes butter. You freely forgive, you freely let go. You're calling us to that place where we are praying for the body of Christ. You're calling us to that place where a minister is up there ministering and we are interceding for that minister. A preacher is ministering up there and we are interceding. Because we are all we have. Because in this body, it is not about who is bigger, who is stronger, who is better. It's about how we complete ourselves. In this body, it's not about which part of us is finer, which part of us is better. As much as that is important, in this body, what matters is how much we complete ourselves. God is calling us to a place of sincere intimacy, not the one we show in public. He's calling us to a place of deep intimacy, spirit and truth, not the one we show about and, you know, show off and make people clap for us and, you know, give us accolades and all that. No, He's calling us to a place of sincerity, where from our heart of hearts, we are sincere with Him. We love our brothers, we love our neighbors, we are sincere with our worship, we are sincere with our praise, beyond envelopes, beyond accolades, beyond stardom. He's calling us to a place where kingdom come matters to us more than anything, more than the name of our churches. Teach us to forgive. Teach us to forbear. Teach us to endure. Teach us to support. Open eyes to realities in You, Jesus. Teach us to know that we are not perfect, but we can complete ourselves. In a time like this, You are calling us for more. Help us to go deeper with You. Help us to see beyond our ego. Help us to see beyond our prowess. Help us to see beyond all we have achieved. Help us to see beyond these things. Help us to see You clearly. Help us to hold fast our crown so no man takes it, because You are coming soon. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Take control of our body. Take control of our spirit. Take control of Your body. Have Your way. Help us to love like You love. Help us to forgive like You forgive.
Help us to honor like you honor. Help us to teach like you teach. Help us to be humble like you are humble. Help us to be merciful like you are merciful. Help us to totally be like you in truth and in spirit, in secret and in open. Help us, Jesus. Amen.